Welcome to part two of our discussion on how to position yourself for success in the first 90 days of starting a new job.
But I do love your story, though, Savannah, because I feel like that would lead into the next phase, which is phase three, the ownership phase, which I think happens between 60 to 90 days. So I love that you kind of took that ownership, like, hey, I could do a little bit more. I want to go texting, which was a little too soon, but you took that ownership of wanting to learn more, which is what Angela and Carrie were mentioning. But in this phase, though, too, I love it because it allows you to also showcase yourself and the work that you can drive into the company and show them like, hey, I came up with a process that helps me when I started to learn about my tasks and what my everyday is and how to prioritize or make it work with my schedule. This is what I came up with. So kind of taking an initiative approach and showing them a process that you came about that works for you that may work for someone else. And I think a lot of the times, sometimes folks get a little, I don't know what the right word is, but weary as far as like, oh, I don't want to like overstep or step on anyone's shoes, and I don't want to take too much ownership, or I don't want to share too much, or I don't want to ask this question or tell someone, hey, this worked for me, because I don't want to feel like I'm overstepping. It's okay to overstep, but the way to go about it is understanding how to position what you're trying to showcase in a way that's not coming through as so confident or so like, oh, this one is a know-it-all. It's more of, hey, this totally helped me. I figured this out. Want to share it in case it helps any other team members. So that ownership is so important, and you can kind of like break it up into certain categories where one category could be where you're taking ownership of a process that you put in place that is helping you. And then another category could be where you're speaking up, kind of like what Savannah did. Hey, I could do more. Hey, I've learned this. I kind of understand this. Can I go ahead and tackle this or give me something else? So ownership has different perspectives or different categories, but it's understanding to come across as though you are sharing ideas and communicating ideas and communicating your day-to-day to let the team know, hey, I am going to be an asset to this team, and I'm going to do my very best to kind of help this team out with our goals.
Well, what I love about that too, Natalie, is that you're taking you as a new team member are saying, I want to be a part of your solution.
Yes.
You hired me because I can solve these problems. And so I want to be a part of this. I think a lot of times, too, is you talked about, you know, folks not wanting to come across as too confident because that can make you look arrogant. You can always position it in terms of asking questions.
Questions. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to just throw out a bunch of solutions because, you know, as Becky said and as Jenny has said, you don't know what you don't know, but you can always ask questions. Mm-hmm. I love whenever new team members join because I say you don't have blinders on, right? You know, and so I want you to ask questions. Because we get used to processes that are really crappy processes. So new people are like, why are you doing it that way? Right? Why are you doing it like this? What does this mean? You know, because you can shine a light as a new employee on processes that need to be improved, on things that people are doing that don't add value. And it's just because you're asking questions. And then you can volunteer to say, okay, this is a pain point. Would you like for me to research a little bit about this and see if there's another way to do it? You could volunteer to do those things.
Mm-hmm. So what happens then, team, after the 90 days? What do we focus on? I think it's the mindset you have, ongoing habits, and paying attention to your brand. So now that you've gotten through the first 90-day trial period, you can start to develop those ongoing habits that give you that forever-ready mindset. So we recommend you start by tracking your weekly wins. This is an ongoing habit you can start. Angela calls this the Friday 15. She even wrote an article about it if you want to go and read on our blog. The idea is that every Friday, you spend 15 minutes documenting what you accomplished, what you improved, and what positive feedback you received. So you start tracking, and that helps you realize how much you actually do and that you're the one driving outcomes. So you're continuously building a record of value for yourself. This helps with material to talk about during your upcoming performance reviews. Don't forget about those that are coming up. And they can get really awkward really fast if you don't remember what you've done, right? You're like, I've done all of this great work, but I can't remember specifics, you know? So it gives you that awareness to build confidence in yourself that you really are a contributor and of value. So instead of the mindset of, I hope they see my worth enough to keep me, or I hope they pick me for this future promotion, it shifts to, I know I do good work and I make a difference and I'm an asset for any project or team or future opportunity that presents itself. So keep in mind, this value you're building, it's not just benefiting the company that you're working for right now. It's also boosting your professional brand altogether. So now's the time, while you're gainfully employed and crushing it, to start networking where you are and to build those relationships so you have people who can speak to your worth and accomplishments down the road when you're looking for that next jump.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm glad that you pointed to that Friday 15 article, because as an owner of a company with team members, I'm not going to remember all of your wins. So you guys, keeping track of that is really important. Here's the other thing that I would recommend that you guys that are listening do is add a column that says whether you loved it or whether you hated it. Because you can be really, really good at something and provide excellent value in an area that you just don't want to do, right? So, whenever I have one-on-ones with all of you guys, I'm like, what do you love the most and what do you like the least? Now, that doesn't mean you hated it, but what did you like the least? And I think it's important that you as a team member, especially a new team member, really outlining this, I love this. Because that can help also shape your brand and your career trajectory. You might find that there are tasks that you're documenting on your Friday 15 that you just adore. So does that mean a shift? Does that mean that your promotion goes into the left direction instead of the right direction? You're the one who should be tracking that. You're the one who should be creating that future. And you create that future by outlining what you're accomplishing now and how it made you feel and what really lights you up in terms of what your next steps need to be in your career.
It's really fun listening to everybody because, like, through all the different phases, I'm like, oh, I did that. Oh, I didn't do that. Oh, I had that moment. Like, I remember starting at my last job, and they were just a little moment story time before we wrap up. But, like, I remember starting at my last job, and they had just started a new program that everybody hated. Everybody wanted the old program back because they knew how to use it. And I didn't care about the old program. I didn't care about the new program. I was just learning it. And I remember I was like, okay, I'm going to learn everything I can about this new program. And then they couldn't get rid of me because I was the only one who knew how to work the program. And I was like, hey,
make yourself indispensable. That's a good strategy.
Like, sorry, guys. You're stuck with me for a while now. So there are so many ways to do it. And I think what it all kind of comes down to is the idea that you have so much ownership over your career. And those first 90 days are so important. Like, if your career is a product, you are the CEO. And at a new job, it's one of those rare moments as an adult where you get a clean slate. You get to launch like your new product. You are the new product. And most people, again, think of their career as something that happens to them, you know, whether it's promotions or opportunities or layoffs or luck or a raise or I didn't get a raise. And you need when you take over that ownership, then you're able to like be like, I take accountability for my actions. I allocate resources like Savannah. I can take on more. I cannot take on more, you know, and then everything kind of changes. The world, your world, your career, your new opportunity, everything looks so much more brighter because you have control. You're not giving control away to somebody else. And one of the big things to finalize it all too is when you do start a new job, this is just my piece of grace for everyone. There's this psychological phenomenon called competence disruption, where basically you went from being an expert to to knowing like nothing. Now you're like, wait, what are we doing? And it's like serious emotional whiplash. Like my first 2 weeks, it was like, I know nothing. I'm an idiot. What am I gonna do, guys?
Only 2 weeks. Like, I'm impressed.
I was like, I know nothing. I would cut off the phone and be like to my husband, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And he's like, you will one day. You'll get there. And, you know, oddly enough, sometimes I know what I'm doing. Most of the time I know what I'm doing. And so that imposter feeling isn't like a red flag. It's proof that you took a chance and a leap. You trusted yourself and you're pushing forward into like the unknown. You're challenging yourself and you're growing. And so don't be frightened of it. Don't be frightened of the loneliness when you're learning your people and eating lunch alone. Like, you are growing so much in those 90 days and you should be so proud of yourself. Like, there's so much going on, and future you 2 years down the road or a year down the road is going to be like, I'm so grateful you did that. I'm so grateful you took those steps. And that's really what you have to remember. It's the grace and the growing and the learning. The first 90 days, you know, ask any pilot, you know, when you're taking off and you're launching into something new. The takeoff is always the most dangerous, plus those few moments of ascent. Ask any pilots, the most dangerous part of any flight. So, and to round it all off even more, if I could give one piece of advice for anyone starting a new role, I heard this, my dad once said this to me, and I was like, oh, I hate when you give good advice, but I love I love that, which is basically on day one, when you start a new job, you're running on borrowed credibility, the company's ability to believe in you and your ability to believe in the company. By day 90, you need to prove that you've earned that credibility. Like, hey, I've showed up. I know what I'm doing. I'm accountable. I'm responsible. And I'm going to do this job for you. And I'm going to keep learning while I do it. And there you go. You're back in control. You're in the driver's seat. No one takes control of your career except you.
Yeah. Argue that you can create. You should be creating your career. Mm-hmm. We're all creators. So yep. You should be creating that career.
And I really love, Maya, and the way you describe things, because that's just it. It's like, you know, you're intelligent, but then when you do start a new job, you're like, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm not smart. So it's major whiplash, especially if you've been in a career for a long period of time and then you come into something else and you don't know anything. It's half terrifying.
I love that you've normalized that thought process too, because people will then revert to whatever their primary character is. You know, if you're concerned with looking silly, then you might revert to being overly egotistical or defensive. If you are a perfectionist, you might revert to going way over the top of your tasks and overchecking and rechecking and overchecking. So you have to, it's a good, let me learn a little bit about myself moment, isn't it? Because of the way that you react to that first 90 days, especially if you want it to work, and how you're responding to those insecurities and that feeling of imposter. So that it's good to normalize it. The fact that everybody goes through it. So
I'm so glad we talked about that. The growth happens in the discomfort.
Right.
That's where it happens. It can't happen in the smooth sailing part. That's not where the growth happens. Both are useful and positive. So lean into that and all the things in the first 90 days and beyond. So thank you so much, team, for this discussion. That's all the time we have. Thank you all out there for listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit CRAresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at CRAresources.com for more information about our firm. We all can't wait to work with you.